Shalom Aleichem. It's a very big schus that I was chosen, Baruch Hashem, to be able to share with you some thoughts. As a bacher, I learned many, many different yeshivas, where I started from, where I ended up. Along the way, I learned in yeshiva, Neri Yisrael, yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. When I was there, I heard a maisa from the former yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal. My Rebbe said over a maisa. In Baltimore, what they do, it's a very nice minig they have, that Leil Shabbos, the Rebbeim, they all live, there's a yeshiva lane. Yeshiva lane matzah going on. All the Rebbeim, you go light a lot, live on the campus. And every Leil Shabbos, so every Rebbe of Yeshir has an onig. Yeshir comes over. When the Yeshir gets there, usually the Rebbetzin prepared nice mazonos, kishmaka cakes. There's good drinks. The table is nicely set up. And the Rebbe, usually he's in his room, and after everybody comes, so then his kids go say, Tati, Tati, or Daddy, whatever they call you, right? Abba, they're here. So she walks in. Everybody comes in the room. The Rishiva, he was a Rishiva. When the Rishiva comes, it's a bechina being in front of the Melech. You're not as calm as you usually would be, as relaxed. Everyone's a little befrat. Weinberg, that's all. He was a very stern person, very, very serious person, Baruch Hashem. So no one had the guts to take a piece of cake. So they have all the cake on the table, and no one has the guts to take it, stick out your hand and take a piece of cake. It's a long table. So if you have a long table, I don't know if you guys know, but so from the head of the table, you can't really see the people because each person is blocking. So all of a sudden, you just see a hand stick out. And the Rishiva Weinberg, that's all, tries, and he says, "Why'd you take that piece?" The Bacher's like, "I don't know." He says, "Those nishkin teretz. It's not an answer." He says, "By a yid, alt is becheshvin. By a yid, everything is becheshvin. Everything has to be calculated. If you would have answered, this one had more crumbs, this one had more jelly, this one had more chocolate chips. If there'd be a reason, it doesn't have to be a ruchnistic reason. It's a becheshvin. But I don't know. Why? I don't know. My hand just went by itself. That's not a mahalik." So Weinberg explained, why is it not a mahalik? Because Klal Yisrael, Yidden, have an achrayis. We have a responsibility. We give over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in this world. We give over His honor. Hashem is seen through this world a lot through Klal Yisrael. Memela, we have a tremendous responsibility. Our responsibility requires that everything is thought out, everything is done with cheshbon. So what I just wanted to say a few words today was about our responsibility comes from our obligation to Mekadeshim Shemaim. We have a din to give over the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the honor, the dignity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, we have to be responsible. So I just wanted to share some thoughts in the Indian of Kiddush Mekadeshim Shemaim. Rabbi Yonah writes, Shari Tshuva is very dear to me. Rabbi Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, anyone who's ever learned Shari Tshuva, it's not just the ideas Rabbi Yonah says. He writes it as poetry. If I read it to you inside, you would hear the rhyming, how it goes. He says, it's the way of Kiddush Hashem. I'll just share with you a few words here, the rhyming. Lehodia b'chol miftus v'asai. B'chol asher yimuzin inai. B'chol anhaga pol yedayim. See, hear the rhyme. He didn't just write it. It goes with tzanigin. I heard once from Rabbi Yonah David, B'shem. Tshuva, get the negative. Tshuva, it's supposed to be a positive. I'm on the way. I'm on the amend to make myself better. Not be down on yourself. It's written with a rhyme. Ben Yonah says that the way of Kiddush Hashem, that every utterance of one's mouth, every indication that you could see from a person's eyes, every action that his hands do, they all point to one thing. That the whole purpose of my existence, the beauty that I am, my good, my strengths, my yoker that I am, is all one thing. It's all Avodas Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Hizeh Kol Adam. Meaning Rabbi Yonah is saying that the Pshat is that all aspects of ourselves have to voice one message. What's my purpose? Our actions that we do should develop and turn into ways of sanctifying and glorifying Hashem's name. In short, really, what we should become is alive, walking Kiddush Hashem. That's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. That's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Rabbi Yonah goes, this was in, if anyone wants to know, the third Shar, Kuf Memches. In the third Shar, Kuf Nun Vav, Rabbi Yonah talks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the main purpose, he says, is that for us to be Mekadesh Hashem and to fear Hashem. And he says, being that our purpose is to sanctify Hashem's name, he says, Eloshin, it's Roy Shiyu Makdish of Kedoshim. It's befitting that the Makadshim, the ones that glorify and give off Hashem's honor, themselves should be Kaddish. He gives an unbelievable mashal. He says, like the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Klei Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was Avodah. Avodah, Kohanim did Avodah. Kohanim did Avodah. But when they wanted to do Avodah, they couldn't just go and take a plastic Chadpami bowl, you know, a glass bowl, a metal bowl. No! They were Klei Mikdash. Klei Mikdash. A Kli that was made out of metal, maybe. Whatever it had to be made out of, that was Nimshach, it was anointed, it was Neskadish, it's Kodesh. That Kli, only such a Kli is Roy, is befitting to be used for the servitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yonah is saying the Pshat is like this, that we, Klal Yisrael, are the vessels that are used to be Mekadosh, to be Oved Hashem. We are the Klei Kodesh. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah was done with a Mizrach, with a basin, a Kodesh, like a basin. The Avodah that we're doing in Hashem, with Hashem, Hashem's Avodah, of giving off Hashem in this world, we are the Kalim, we are the Kalim that do that. Says Rabbi Yonah, to properly give over, to sanctify, to glorify, to dignify Kodesh Baruch Hu, first we have to equate ourselves to develop into a vessel of Kedusha. A vessel of Kedusha. We first have to make ourselves Klei Kodesh, we would say. Oh. Rav Pam wrote a sefer called Atara Lamelech. Atara Lamelech means the crown of the king. In the beginning of Atara Lamelech, Rav Pam goes to explain why did he choose this name? Why the name Atara Lamelech? Rav Pam says he's coming to tell all the nice, pleasant ways how a yid should be. But why Atara Lamelech? Atara Lamelech is a crown. Atara Lamelech. So he brings in the beginning of the Hakdama of the sefer a medrash in Vayikra. And I think that everything we just said is very well portrayed and seen in this medrash. It's an interesting medrash. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he told him, go and give Klal Yisrael another command. Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, command them. Emor lehem, tell them a new halacha. That's what the medrash says. From this, Rav Yehuda Bar Sima gets up and he says a mashal. He says a parable. What is this? Hashem going to Moshe Rabbeinu to say every day a new command. What is that coming to tell us? So he says, Moshel Mal Davidoyme. It's like a person that would be sitting down and he would be making an atara. He would be making a crown for the king. His friend walks over and he comes over to him and says, Shimmy, what are you doing here? Like, what's going on here? What are you making over here? Looks like you got something cooking. What's going on over here? So he says, I'm making a crown for the king. I'm just making a crown for the king. Making a crown for the king. He says, anything that you could add to make it nicer, a diamond, a ruby, any type of gem, you have to go and get them. You have to go and get them. You can't go halfway. You got to go all out. Mamish, all the guns, mamish. He says, why? Because Asid HaMelech Besparmo. Because the Melech is going to be glorified to the crown. What makes the king look nice? His crown. So if the crown is coming to give off the king's honor, like the most, like the Spitz crown, all the different types of jewels and gold and silver mamish that properly could glorify and give off the honor. So the Medrash says, this is what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever you're able to take Klal Yisrael, whatever you're able to improve them, to enhance them, to build them, to strengthen them, any type of jewel that you could give them, you have to do. That you have to do it. That's what Hashem is coming to say. Why do you have to do it? Because Asid HaMelech L'Sparve. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use Klal Yisrael as his Atara L'Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shown off in this world through Klal Yisrael. There is representation. There Hashem is Atara. Since there is Atara, there is crown. Obozoi, however nice you possibly, what's in your power to do, you have to go all out and do it. So I think this medrash, first of all, this medrash is, you see a tremendous thing. Every single year, I don't really know medrashim, but either the pshat is that every individual is his own crown, or the word is there's one big crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears that everyone together collectively makes up. Everyone collectively makes up that crown. Everyone together makes up that crown. And what's a crown? Let's see, what's an atara? What's an atara? An atara is something that it's an object that's used to give off to make the one who's wearing it look special, to make him look nice, to make him look uplifted. That's what an atara is. That's what our job is. Our job is to become a crown. To evolve into such a thing that's an object that mamish, that all you see from it is just sparkling gems representing Hashem. When we walk in the street, we should mamish be seen as, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're supposed to realize. And we should also realize the significance of each individual yid. Each individual yid is this crown. Can you imagine if you were the crown Melech wears, how special that crown is? There are many other crowns, but this is the one he chose. How comforting that is. The chizuk that you get from that. Oh. But what we want to point out is that, like this. First you have to make the crown. Before the king goes and starts wearing it, right, and starts showing it off, first you have to build it. First you have to design it. First you got to put all the nice things on. You got to decorate it. You got to adorn it. Right? So what we want to bring out here is that there are two steps. Before going out and trying to save the world and be, look at me. I see Hashem, I project Hashem in this world. First, we have to sit back at home, sit back in the Shiva, sit back in the Beis Medrash. And we first have to build ourselves. We first have to develop and to evolve into that object. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. That a person first has to make that all of his, everything about him, all aspects of his life, his talking, how he talks, when you look through his eyes, what you see, his actions, that they all have to develop into this Atar Lamelech. They all have to become this object at which is completely, solely, to give off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in this world. Oh. But like every object, right? Let's say a guy has shoes. First you gotta make the shoes, and then you wear the shoes. Right? The two aspects. So until now we're talking about creating it, becoming it. Becoming this nice thing. But then there's another aspect. That utilizing it, applying it, using it, giving it off. Right? Letting the king Taka wear it and be glorified through the crown that he has. On that, Rabbeinu Yonah writes later in what we said before. He says, after that we know that Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebarah L'Chodoy, right? It says in Pirkei Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he created was for Chodo, for his honor. After we know that, Rabbeinu Yonah says, so then a person always has to take to heart, to always be aware and conscious and make sure that he's always being Mevarech Hashem. He's always being praising Hashem. He's being Mekadish Hashem. He's always being honor to Hashem's name. He says like David HaMelech, right? Avarachas Hashem, Tommy. Avarachas Hashem, B'chaleis, Tommy, Dlos B'fi. I always bless Hashem. Constantly Hashem's praise on my mouth. You can just imagine David HaMelech sitting by the sheep, you know, by and Gedi over there. Gishmak of water. No one's around. He's just like praising Hashem. He's mamish always, giving off, covered Hashem. Hashem, mamish, everything I have. He says a person has to always be careful. Once he realizes his responsibility, when he's involved in people, he's in a group of guys. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is what he says. So when you're standing with your friends, he always got to be careful. He's boinin, bina, vidaktek, v'yashkiach. You have to be so exact and careful to watch. The whole mitzvah is false. Everything you say is all about praising Hashem, all about giving compliments to the ones that serve Hashem, all about putting his lomdei Torah, his ovdei Hashem, putting them so high. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. That once we develop, and once we become this special Atar Lamelech, right? So then we have to go out and taka. To go out and taka, show off. I was once by Mamesha Adam Goldem Oid in Baltimore. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Hapfer Shlita. And I was telling this vort. I told him that I remember that when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Pam was Nifter. And I remember him saying the Hakdama of Rav Pam. It's like maybe 13 years ago. I didn't have the sefer. I didn't know what he was talking about. But I just remembered. So I was wanted to buy the sefer. So when I got to the mirror, Rav Pam was in the mirror. So I got the sefer. Right? Rav Pam's Einikul. So he told me, he said, I always tell people it's good to go to the mikveh. It's good to go to the mikveh. Ever been to the mikveh? I said, why? Because in the mikveh, everybody looks the same. He takes off his clothes and I'm no better than him. Look at me. Meaning, how do you see the king? Where do you recognize his king, his kingship bit, his king aspects? Where do you see it? When you look at him in the mikveh, if he lets you in, of course. Mustami has his own mikveh, but I don't know how he's this way. But the shot is, if you would see the king in the mikveh, he has the same 2 feet, the same 10 toes, the same head. Where is it recognizable? Where is his kingship given off? Where do you see it, Shmuel? You see in his royal garb. That the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Klal Yisrael is the Atara she'itra lo imo. It says that Klal Yisrael is like the mother through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crowned through. Right? Because a child can't exist without his mother. So in some ways, the real, complete recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covering is through Klal Yisrael. We create that feeling in the world. We create that aspect. So in that sense, we're sort of like a mother to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ability to be seen in this world properly, completely, with a full degree. Oh. So this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. So I just wanna say that the Gemara says in Yuma, it says, V'havtaz Hashem al-kecho, says you should love Hashem. The Gemara says, "Shetehei Shem Shemaim Misahev Al Yodcho," that the Shem Shemaim, the name of heaven, Hashem's name, should become loved through you. That's what the Gemara is saying. How does Hashem's name become loved through us? Because they say, "Look at this person. He learned. He sat by Tamidi Chachamim. He comes in my store. Thanks me for selling him cottage cheese." Like, you know. He comes in and says, "Wow," like, you know, he pays me for the cab ride, and he says, "Wow, you don't know, if I wouldn't have had you, I wouldn't have got here," right? And when he goes and buys things, he's like, "Okay, you know what? Can I please put that bag up on the airplane? Can I please put the bag up for you?" You look at him; he talks so nicely. Everything he says is so pleasant. His interactions, how he interacts with people, all the things that he does, everything. His ma'isim, his dibors benachas, his ma'isim are masukin. Ah. That's how you make Shem Shemayim b'Messiah v'al Yodcho. Through the way we act. When we've developed ourselves and built ourselves, people see exactly, they see us. And they're like, "Wow, look at that person, so special. See how thoughtful he is of this person? I've never seen someone like that before." Mamish, like there was one time, many years ago, there was a fire in Boston. I don't know if you guys know, there's something called a company called North Face. You ever heard of it? Called Camel North Face? They have these like Polar Tech type, you know, these fleeces. Tell me, you know this type of fleeces? Yeah? You heard about it. You but can't do this, right? So, that type of material, this person had a factory in Boston and burnt down. And he took on the wages of the people even when it was burnt down. That's what Mai said. It's unheard of. No one would do such a thing. The Gemara says, on such a person, the Gemara quotes, "All of Akas of Omer." Such a person that has such nice talking, such nice interactions, his ma'isim are so refined. On him, Hashem says, "You are my servant, Asher b'chol esboyer. You are my atar lemelech." I just want to... I'm not going to go... Dinner's coming, so... I'm from the south, I say dinner. Maybe it's up, I'm sorry. But the ma'isim... I wanted just to share in my experience. Could be I said these mice over to some people, but I was one time in the airport and in Baltimore, BWI Airport. I don't know if you guys have been there. I don't know if it's as common to go through like Atlanta or here. I don't know. But BWI Airport. And there they have Southwest. And I had a voucher. I was going to a bris of a cousin. It was needed brownie points that I needed to show this person that even though I'm in yeshiva, I still come to family events. I needed to ask the Rebbe first. That's all I asked the Rebbe, right? So there was a delay. And in Southwest, they make all these commotions. They like start like making like loud jokes on the intercom. And it's got a lot going on over there. So I'm over in my corner, my Mishnah Brewer, my little pocket-sized Mishnah Brewer over there, and I'm pounding away. I hear it, you know, it's hard for me to concentrate, but I'm trying my best to focus. And all of a sudden, a lady comes over to me, and Reuben, she says to me like this, so you should know that before I came on this plane, before I saw you waiting for this plane, I was so nervous. But now that I see you're on it, I mamish feel settled and comforted. I was sitting over there reading my Mishnah Brura on the side. I wasn't such an Atar Lamelech. I was just sitting learning. I was doing my thing in my corner. We don't realize that when we're Urim of the Brias, when we're standing amongst the people, as Rabbi Yonah says, we don't realize how our actions are seen. We don't realize who's looking. Another Maisa. This one happened on Purim a few days before. I live in Ramat Eshkol. So there's another Feldman family. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I always cause a problem that, are you related to the rabbi? No, I'm not related. But the mice in Atlanta, Georgia, in Ramat Eshkol, Rabbi Yomi Nor Feldman lives there. Right? Heliga Rabbi Yomi Nor Feldman. So I get a knock on the door, and someone hands a letter to one of my children and says, give this to your father. So right away, we're always mesupik. Like maybe some of them are the other Feldman. They have a gun also. Another rabbi. So, no, Tati, they wanted it for you. So I open up the letter, and inside it says that every morning after tefillah, every time I see you, I remember learning with you in Eretz Yisrael, remember how you were, since I came to the neighborhood, even when you're in a rush in the morning, you always take time to say hello to me. After davening, you always go to the Baal Tefillah and you say, Yasher Kachacha. A friend of mine had something that he wanted to give to someone, and right when he said if he knows anyone who would be worthy of it, right away I thought of you. We don't realize that Baruch Hashem, we're like in a factory. Yeshiva's a factory. Chazal say that Nitna Hamitzvus El Tzarfman Es Abrius. Mitzvus were given to refine us. Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakas Es Yisrael. It's the mitzvahs that we do, it's the tefillah that we do, it's the learning that we do. Ashrei Adam. Shalom to Rabbi Vavi Torah. That Mamish, the impact that it has upon us. We don't realize how special we are. We don't realize that every little thing that we do, the effect and the impression, and how it's seen in the eyes of others outside of us. So I'm just going to end with another story. It's very dear to me in the last couple of years. I got introduced to Shlomo Freifeld. By me, his book is Come On Down. It's a safer. It's not a book, it's a safer. Bam is a safer. Right? They have it here. There's a lot of good different stories. I always try to get the stories and tell over to my kids to show them exactly what's the way of Klal Yisrael, what's the way of Gedol Yisrael. There's one story in the beginning when Rav Shlomo was a bacher. It seems as though he had charisma. He knew how to relate to people. He knew how to be geschmack. He knew how to motivate people, he knew how to help people, to connect with people. So one day, it seems as though that he and his friends went to a certain cafe or something, I don't know, some like coffee place exactly, I'm not sure what. And they were all like in their own little table over there. And Shlomo noticed that there was a person, an old man, another man alone at another table. He looked like he was down. So Shlomo knew, he knew how to like, he had good humor. He knew how to crack good jokes. You know, he always knew the right joke to say. So he said, you know what? He didn't tell his friends, and he slipped out from their table. He went over to the other table, and he started shtelling a lot of jokes to this guy. I don't know what jokes. I didn't say it was jokes. Some of them were good. Yeah. And after a while, he sees maybe the beginning of a smile come on the person's face. Maybe not. I'm not sure. And he felt that he did his job, and now he was able to go back to his table. That was when he was a bacher. Years after this, Rav Huttner told him to open up a high school. And then eventually he opened up a yeshiva. And then we know there was yeshiva. Well, he has to raise money. Well, he has a lachatz on his head about raising money. It was the funds of the yeshiva. And one day, a letter comes into the office, and it's addressed to Rav Shlomo Freifeld. And he opens the letter. There's a check inside. Right? And he reads the letter, and it says, I don't know if you remember me, but 4 score and 7 years ago, however many years ago it was, I was that person in the coffee house. I was just laid off from my job. I didn't know how I was going to go home to explain to my family how we're going to continue, how we're going to make things work. And you came over to me, and you sat down, took the time away from your own time with your friends, and you showed me that you cared about me, and you cheered me up, and you did what you could to help the situation. I just want you to know that because of that, I was able to pick myself up, to walk home, and to take on the challenge to overcome, to have the courage to overcome the task at hand. And with that, I give you this donation. Meaning, we have to realize that Talmidei Chachamim, Chazal call them, they're called Banoim, builders, Bob the Builder. You know Bob the Builder? You ever see kids dress up on Purim, Bob the Builder? Yeah? We're builders. A builder builds. What does he build? I think a lot, first he builds himself. And building, everyone knows that when you try to make a tower with little blocks, couple of blocks, you have to be very careful that everything is exact. Because if it's off a millimeter, when you get to the top, it'll be the Eiffel Tower. You don't realize at that time that it's slanted a little. Every screw has to be perfect. If the screw is a little tilted, a little off, when you're building a sukkah and you go Vaitazarach, it gets even worse. It gets even worse. You got to retract and put it in straight. That's what you got to do. So we have to realize that being that we're Bez Hashem, the upcoming Talmidei Chachamim Bez Hashem, the upcoming B'nai Torah of Klal Yisrael, we have to realize that we're building ourselves. And building is not just big things. Building is very much little things. And every little nuance, every little detail plays a very big role. And we always have to be just aware of our role in this world and aware of our responsibility. And Bez Hashem, that when we properly build ourselves, however much we're able to achieve in yeshiva, and we go out either on Friday after Seder, Ben Azmanim, and we're together in the world, that we should always realize to be aware and be conscious to properly praise Hashem, give off praise, give off to dignify Hashem, and to be a true fulfillment of the pasuk, Avdi b'chol Yisrael asher b'chol espoir. Thank you. Shout out.